Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Yes, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in this evening to this time of study in awe and God's all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. We give Him all the glory. We give Him all the honor and all the praise to be able to bring forth His Word tonight. And we again thank each of you for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord this evening with a song of worship and praise. We give God all the glory for His presence. We thank Him for the presence of the Holy Spirit, which without His presence, we could do absolutely nothing. Lord, we just give You all the glory and honor and praise. So at this time, we're going to have a song of worship, a song of praise. Go ahead and join in if you like. If you know the words to the song, praise God. And afterwards, we will be hearing from none other than Pastor Jasper Whitehurst as he brings us to God's throne of grace. Oh, let's give God praise, because every praise belongs to our God.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
to our God. every praise.
Every praise, every praise, every praise, God. Thank God for his word on tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for your word tonight, Father, for the woman of God, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you open our ears, Lord, open our hearts to be receptive of that word, Father, Lord. We pray for your people to understand and know what you have for them to know, Father, Lord. That enlighten us, Lord, and that we have application in our hearts and our minds to receive on tonight, Father, the word of the living God, Father, Lord. We pray, Father, with this, it shall be a season of increase, Father. It shall be a season of understanding, a season of patience, or a season of provision you provided for us, Lord. A season of your love in our hearts and our mind and spirit, Father, Lord. We pray for increase in all that we do, Lord, to the glory of God, to the kingdom of God on this hour, Father, Lord. We pray for increase. We pray for fulfillment of your word. Lord, we pray, Lord, for joy in our hearts, Father, Lord. We pray, Lord, give us regulated mind, Lord, to do what just said the Lord, to be obedient to your word, obedient to your truth in your word in our life, Father. For we know that you are always faithful in what you say and what you do, Father. We thank God for it on this hour, Father, Lord. We pray to be a season of increase, a season of understanding, a season of joy in our hearts, Father, a season of God, holy divine grace, a season of God, mercy, Lord, in our hearts and our life on this hour, Father. Let thine will be done, Father, Lord. Let you increase in your fulfillment in us, Lord, through what you have called and command, through your holy divine promises, Father, through your word on this hour, Lord, to increase of overflow, the increase of surplus, the increase of more than enough, the increase of abundant life in Christ Jesus, Lord. Lord, have that way on today, Father. Let thine will be done. Let your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, thank you again for tuning in tonight. We have a word in the house from the Lord, and I pray that God will just send his word out. And Lord God, I ask, Father, that you anoint me afresh. Yes, Lord, to be able to deliver your word with clarity, with understanding, with your anointing, Heavenly Father. Strip me, Lord God, of myself, Father God, none of me, but all of you, that, Lord, your word will be able to go forth and bless the hearts, minds, and spirits of those that hear, Heavenly Father, that it goes forth and it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. And as my goal is, Father, that you, Lord God, will always get the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Tonight, I would like to talk with you from a topic of renew the new. Renew the new. Praise God. And our scripture text are two. The first from 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And the second scripture passage for our focus tonight is 2 Corinthians 4:16, which says, for which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Praise God. We give God glory and honor for his word tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For those of you that know me better, maybe than others, you know that I like unique shoes. Say, Pastor Constance, where are you going with this? Follow me, follow me. Sometimes these shoes, depending on the design and the brand, can be somewhat costly. That's my husband, he'll tell you.
Amen, amen.
Yet there is something about the feel and walk of a well-made, well-designed shoe. On one occasion, while I was preparing for the 100 Women in White Women's Conference, I became quite diligent in seeking out a pair of white shoes. coordinator of the program, I did not want just any pair of shoes, not just any ensemble or shoe would do. I wanted this day to be special, glorifying God from the beginning to the end, even in the way that I dress. Yet, visiting Star Store yielded no real success. Finally, after trying on shoe upon shoe and nearly giving up and settling, I went into one last store, and guess what? There they were. The perfect pair of shoes that matched the elegance of my white ensemble, and as my mom would say, it matched it to a T. These shoes, made of leather, covered in white satin, with silver jewels near the toe that would accent my new pedicure, and the perfect, had the perfect size heel that would allow me to graciously walk without stumbling. After months of hard work by our women's team, we were finally ready. The women looked stunning. The program was beautiful, impactful, and indeed done in elegance that glorified our God, praise God. Afterwards, we celebrated by going out to dinner. In walking and wearing those shoes for a few other occasions, I began to see slight evidence of the wear. The satin was not as white, the jewels were not as shiny, the heels shone minor scuff marks, and yes, those beautiful, elegant, expensive shoes that were once fresh and new now needed renewing. Metaphorically speaking, our spiritual walk shares in comparison to the walk in these shoes. When we give our life to Jesus Christ, he makes all things new. 2 Corinthians 5 affirms that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Do you remember when you were first saved? For most, there is a newness in our spirit. There is a zeal when we become first saved and an excitement about the things of God. You want to tell everybody about Jesus Christ and what God has done for you. You read your Bible daily. You prioritize your relationship with God. You pray and you talk with the Father often, and you listen as he speaks through the Holy Spirit to talk back to you. You are his child, and he is Daddy God. Yet over time, after the challenges come, after the tribulations arise, after life happens and the trials of life begin to weigh on you, after disappointments arise when you've worked, for instance, hard and yet you are looked over again, after that relationship that you hoped would be an always and everlasting love, it didn't last. After that loved one that you thought would be with you left this world all too early, disappointment, failed plans, broken promises all begin to weigh on us. You see, although we are in the world and not of the world, that still does not totally exclude us from this world's difficulties. It does not totally exclude us this world's hurt and pain. Like those shoes, after wear and tear, we begin to receive the scuff marks and the battle scars that can sometimes cause us to grow weary on this faith walk. Yet, my brothers and sisters, there is an antidote to this condition. 2 Corinthians 4:16 tells us, for which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. How often? Day by day. Although we are new creations in Christ, in order to successfully walk this Christian journey, in order to fulfill our calling and carry out the perfect will of God in our lives, we must daily renew this new creation. Someone say, renew the new.
Amen.
What does it mean to renew the new? Well, I'm glad you asked. To renew, in its simplest terms, means to make new again, to give fresh life or strength to something. To renew means to revive. It means to restore. It means to revitalize and to bring back to its new condition. Because as we walk this Christian journey, there will be stumbling blocks along the way. As the woman of God said in a message that I previously listened to, she said, as we purpose to carry out the plan of God in our lives, we became the target of the enemy. When God calls you to carry out a task, when God calls you to carry out his plan, know that the enemy then begins to develop and places a target on your back. Why? Because you then become a threat to the enemy's camp. You begin to become a threat to the kingdom of darkness when you make up your mind that no matter what, I'm going to carry out God's plan.
Amen.
The enemy will try with all his might.
Yes.
To trip us up and derail the plan of God. That's the reason why the Word of God tells us to recognize and be mindful of the plans and the tactics and the devices and the wiles of the enemy. Psalms 37:24 says that although we fall, hallelujah, although you may encounter a few skinned knees and scraped elbows along the way, although we fall, the word of God promises that you will not be utterly cast down because the Lord upholds you with his hand. That's a promise of God, even when the enemy launches his attack against us. Salvation allows your sinful man or woman to be made spiritually anew. Indeed, through salvation in Jesus Christ, you have been redeemed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have made the life-altering, life-changing decision to be rapture ready. Your heavenly mansion has your name on it, and your eternal home is secure because of salvation in Jesus Christ. Yet, addition to your salvation, you have an earthly calling. God has a plan for your life as a child of the Most High God. And no matter how old you become, as long as you have breath in your body, God still has
mm-hmm.
a work for you to do. Just as we are to renew the new daily. Remember I said renewing the new creation that we are. We're to renew the new daily through the washing of the word.
Amen.
And the heeding of the instructions outlined in the Holy Scriptures. God has a universal plan of ongoing renewal, and we are a part of this plan. So tonight I want to discuss with you four aspects of God's plan of renewing the new. Number one, the Holy Spirit brings spiritual renewing of the new. The Holy Spirit brings the spiritual renewing of the new. Although as believers in God, we have been spiritually reborn, a new man, yet because our spirit is housed in flesh, we struggle with the old man. I'm going to say that again. Although as believers in God, we have been spiritually reborn, a new man or a new woman, yet because our spirit is housed in this flesh, we struggle daily with the old man. The outside force which tempts us to sin.
Uh-huh.
Yet because we have the Holy Spirit within us, we do not, hear what I'm saying, we do not have to succumb to the temptations of the enemy.
Amen.
Unless we willingly yield to the temptations of this evil one. We don't have to succumb. It is a choice. It is a choice. We willingly yield to the temptations of the evil one.
Uh-huh.
Why do you say that, Pastor Constance? The child of God does not have to succumb to worldly love.
Yes.
I don't care how beautiful she is or how fine he may be, man of God, woman of God. You do not have to yield to the wandering eyes of lust and infidelity and sexual promiscuity and adulterous living. You do not have to yield to lying tongues and deceptive and manipulative spirits. You do not have to yield to gluttony and drunkenness, drug use, and other sins that destroy the body. No, you don't. You do not have to yield to these temptations. But then you say, Pastor Constance, it's hard. And anyway, I'm not perfect. Ha! Stop believing the lie. In Matthew 5:48, Jesus Christ himself said, be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Why would Jesus tell you to do something that is beyond you to do? He would not. Because although you may not be perfect in your fleshly self,
all right, now.
But because of the Holy Spirit of God,
mm-hmm.
you have been made perfect in Christ.
Yes.
Philippians 4:13 then tells us, it says, I can do all things
uh-huh.
through Christ, which gives me strength. So that no temptation, as I was talking about, all of these temptations that may come, and you do not have to yield yourself to these temptations.
Amen.
Hence confirmation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us no temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to mankind. And God is faithful. Oh, yes, he is. And God is faithful. I love that part. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but with every temptation, not some. Not some temptation.
Uh-huh.
Not those that what we call big temptations or little temptations or small temptations or no. Every. But with every temptation, he makes a way of escape that you will be able to bear it.
Escape.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he does. You do not have to yield to the temptations of the enemy. Scripture teaches that the Holy Spirit empowers us. It gives us everything we need. If you are a child of God and you have the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you, then the Holy Spirit empowers us to resist the devil, and he has got to flee.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word. And because of God's grace, the word of God tells us in Lamentations 3, verses 22 through 23, that the steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are what? New, brand new, fresh. Brand new mercies every morning, and great is the faithfulness of our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So number one, the Holy Spirit brings spiritual renewing of the new. Number two, God brings physical renewing of the new. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? I'm glad you asked that question. Isaiah 43 and 19 tells us, behold, I am doing a what? A new thing.
Hallelujah.
I am doing a new thing.
All right,
in
now.
This season, God is doing a new thing,
new
brothers
thing.
And sisters. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? In other words, can you not see it? Can you not understand it? Do you not see what God is doing right before our very eyes?
Yes.
He says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
My God.
Oh, God brings physical renewing of the new. The world is in a cycle of perpetual renewal. What are you talking about? Seasons change. The dryness and death of winter eventually yields to the newness of spring. The refreshing April rain brings forth the budding May flowers.
All right, now.
A woman's body cycles the endometrial lining as it awaits the fertilization of the egg, and the zygote brings forth the start of new life. The world is in a perpetual cycle of renewal.
Mm-hmm.
One day, Jesus Christ will return for his second coming. I'm going to say that again because I'm not hearing this enough from pulpits all over this nation. One day, and one day soon, it's sooner than it was yesterday.
Yes.
One day,
my God.
Jesus Christ will return for his second coming. These mortal bodies will take on immortality. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 through 18 says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God,
My God.
And the dead in Christ, my brothers and sisters,
yes,
will rise first. Then we, hallelujah, who are alive and remain,
yes,
will be caught up together,
my God,
with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. God brings physical renewing,
amen,
of the new. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Point number three, God promises a new creation. God promises a new creation. But that is not the end for a glorious future. That which I just read to you, that's not the end. Because God has a glorious future that awaits all who are the children of the Most High God. Scripture confirms that after the great tribulation, oh yes, God's going to first take his children out of here.
Oh,
don't,
man,
think that we're going to be here during the time of all of these tribulations. No, not during the great tribulation. God's taking his children home.
Praise
but
God.
Then after the great tribulation, God's word shares that there will be,
uh-huh,
a new heaven, hallelujah, and a new earth established. John confirms the vision that was given to him on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation 21, 1 through 5. And it says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven,
uh-huh,
and the first earth had passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, praise God, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people,
mm-hmm,
and God himself,
my God,
will be among them.
Hallelujah.
And they shall be, hallelujah, his people,
praise God,
and God himself,
yes,
will be among them.
My God.
And he will wipe away,
yes,
oh yes, my God, he will wipe away,
yes,
every tear from their eyes.
Every tear.
And there will be no longer,
no,
any death.
All right now.
There will be no longer any mourning.
No.
There will be no longer any crying.
Yes.
There will be no longer any pain.
No longer.
Because the first things have passed away.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God. And he who sits,
yes,
on the throne said, behold, 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 behold,
my God,
I am making all things new.
All things new.
And he said, write these words. Write these words which are faithful, hallelujah, and they are true. My,
yes,
God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, yes. So praise God. God promises also a new creation.
Amen.
Lastly, the blood of Jesus Christ brings a new relationship with our God.
Again?
The blood of Jesus Christ,
uh-huh,
brings a new relationship with our God. Romans 6 and 4 tells us, we are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead,
mm-hmm,
by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in what newness,
mm-hmm,
of life. Oh, every drop of blood that Jesus Christ shed from the Garden of Gethsemane down the Via Della Rosa, all the way to Calvary, was shed for the redemption of your sins and my sins.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus,
blood,
allows us, hallelujah,
amen,
to enter into the very presence of our Heavenly Father,
amen,
without guilt and without sin, without the guilt of sin and unashamed. Because of the blood of Jesus, it has restored our relationship back to the Heavenly Father.
Amen. Amen.
And we can seek refuge, hallelujah, in his presence in the time of trouble. Because of the blood of Jesus, it has restored our relationship with the Father. His Holy Spirit dwells within us, leading us, guiding us, and instructing us in all truth. Because the blood of Jesus Christ has restored our relationship with the Father, we can seek refuge in his presence, hallelujah, in the time of trouble. Because, oh yes, Lord, because the blood of Jesus Christ has restored our relationship with the Father, he comes down and dwells in the presence of our praises.
Amen.
Fills us up with his joy. Because the blood of Jesus Christ has restored our relationship with the Father,
amen,
we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God and abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
All right, now.
Because the blood of Jesus Christ has restored our relationship with the Father,
yeah,
I can pray to him and he speaks to me, revealing even the secret things of his kingdom.
Amen.
Praise God. Because the blood of Jesus Christ has restored our relationship with the Father.
Amen.
And he covers us with his unfailing and everlasting love.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious life-changing, life-saving, life-redeeming shed blood for me and the children of the Most High God.
Amen.
Because of your precious shed blood,
hallelujah,
we have been restored.
Amen.
Back to right standing, back to right relationship with our Heavenly Father, who has the power, hallelujah, to make all things new.
Amen.
We thank you, my God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God. You are God who restores the new.
Amen.
Who restores the new. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Just to reflect on these 4 points. Number one, the Holy Spirit brings spiritual renewing to of the new. God, number two, brings physical renewing of the new. Number three, God also promises a new creation. And lastly, the blood of Jesus Christ brings a new relationship with our God. Hallelujah. I pray that this word has been a blessing to the hearers. Praise God. We give him all the praise, honor, and glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise be to God Almighty. Amen. Thank God for the house council, that wonderful house word. Amen. Oh, what a joy, what a blessing to understand, to hear what God has on his heart for us. Amen.
Amen.
Renew the new. Praise God.
Praise
the new.
God.
What a blessing God has had opportunity through Jesus Christ to renew the new. Amen.
Yes.
One of God point out different aspect of the new, amen, in our life. I hope, praise God, to be in your life as well, amen. She went down through the word of God, talking about renew the new, amen. What a joy, what a blessing. I hope you were taking notes, praise God. I hope you were taking notes on that, amen. Talking about the word of God, talking about the spirit of God, amen. Talking about the Holy Spirit, bring renew of the new, praise God. You learn how to walk in the spirit and be filled with the spirit of God. You can walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. God tells you to walk in the spirit of God, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But you want to walk in the flesh, but walk in the spirit of God and give you a new mind, renewed body in Christ Jesus, and a new spirit, a different thing to do, and all things provided through the spirit in your life. Amen. He calls you to have victory over certain things in your life from day to day. Amen. Through some of those strongholds. We need God to help us in, amen, in our physical body. We learn to walk in the spirit of God and not to walk in the flesh, amen. To abide in Christ,
amen.
Christ may abide in you. Christ's likeness should abide in you. If people, if believing in Christ, His likeness should be in you. You should desire his likeness to be like him.
Amen.
To be followed, to be true followers of Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
It's your wonderful blessing to hear that from the one with God on this hour. God can bring the new and new in your life. He bring us all. They have a joy for our life. You knew our joy in Christ Jesus. If Jesus didn't enjoy that, I give to the word, they give to you, and the word cannot take it away. So God renew our joy. And
yes.
Give a new joy in our heart,
yes.
And our mind, and spirit to walk in him. Amen.
Yes.
God also said, I'll do a new thing in you.
Amen.
A new thing from head to toe. Amen. A new thing in you. God will restore you and will strengthen you. And when the former things are passed away, behold, all things become new in Christ.
Amen.
We thank God for the new opportunity to be part of that new thing in Christ. All things become new. Renew your mind, renew your heart, renew your spirit, you feel your Holy Spirit, all things become new. You have a different walk, amen. You have a different dancing, thank God. You have a different thought pattern, your thought be different, amen. Your speech be different. You have a new heart in Christ Jesus. Those things are so new, the born again spirit in your life, in you as a child of the Most High God, amen. Do a new thing in you, praise God.
Amen.
And
amen.
The third thing is that God promised a new creation. Oh, God, what a blessing. A new creation. How do you get a new creation? Through Jesus Christ. You see Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You are under a new dispensation of God. What's dispensation? Dispensation of God's holy grace in your life.
Amen.
Your favor. Amen. That grace that you receive and depend on your sin, receive Christ and your Lord and Savior. God will give you that new dispensation in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The mercy favor in your life. Amen. God will restore you to the thing you want. You didn't have before because it was that sin that came from God.
Mm-hmm.
And we all sin come, sin our life, come short to the glory of God. But God, through Christ Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, we can renew and restore back to God.
Praise
that reconciliation, what Jesus did, the work that Jesus did on the cross, we can restore and renew back to God. Have a better relationship, a greater relationship in Christ Jesus. Amen. Through the dispensation of God's holy grace in our life. Praise God. Through the blood of Jesus. That blood never loses its power.
Amen.
Never loses its power. God designed it to be so. It can never lose its power and enough of that go around. For each and every one of them. When Jesus died, he became the only Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. He was another one. But through Christ Jesus, he became the only Lamb of God, the propitiation for our sins. Amen.
Amen.
The propitiation for our sins through Jesus Christ. To renew our heart, to renew our mind, and Jesus broke down that wall of petition in our life. Amen. We have a great relationship through what he did, the work that Jesus did for the cross, through the cross, and for our sin. Amen. He became sin for us, the new one sin. But we thank God for the one with God and tell us the blood of Christ in our life. Amen. Restore our relationship with Christ through the Father and through what Jesus did for us to cover us with his blood. Cover with his love, amen. I got the love, unconditional love of God Almighty, amen. We thank God for the one of God to bring that forth, to enlighten us in that, to give that revelation of his knowledge and wisdom in our life for the things of God, praise God, amen. Illumination of the things of God in our life.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God.
I'm excited, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to go ahead and go to our listening audience tonight.
Yes,
we're
yes.
talking about renewing the new. Oh, yes, the old man has passed away. Behold, God is doing a new thing. Oh, and it is beautiful in his eyes. Hallelujah. God is renewing the new. Is there one that would like to comment tonight on this topic? Go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. We would love to hear from you. We're talking about God renewing the new. God can make all things. He makes all things new. And we thank God that we are a new creation in Christ. But there comes a time also when we have to be able to yield to the word of God. We have to yield to the plan and the power of God. To be able to go forth, yield to the Holy Spirit so that God can continue day by day to renew us for this Christian walk. Is there one tonight that would like to share a comment regarding this topic? We have about 8 minutes left in the broadcast. Pastor Jay, All right, we're going to go ahead and allow, we got have one, praise God. Your last four digits are 4848. Praise God. Hello.
Praise God. I thank God for this powerful word. It truly was an anointed word of God. I just want to speak about the renewing power of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer.
Amen.
And how the scriptures declare that whatsoever is born again of God overcomes the world. And this faith is the victory.
Yes.
Faith by the
yes.
anointing of the Holy Spirit empowers
Amen.
Us to overcome the world, because greater is he that is in us. The Christ in us is the hope of glory. We are born again not
Amen.
Of the corruptible, but of the incorruptible seed. And the scriptures declare
That's
that
right.
whatsoever is
yes.
born again of God overcomes the world. Because Christ in
yes,
us, the that incorruptible
yes,
seed is the very DNA of Christ resident within every born-again believer. The Spirit of the living
yes.
God indwelling us, empowering
yes.
us with the mind
yes,
of Christ,
yes.
with the heart of Christ, with the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the,
yes.
and the scriptures declare that, and we know that when he does appear, that we shall be like him. Because we will see him as he is. And every man and every
yes.
woman who has this hope purifies himself, even as he is pure. So we have the very character of God. And so we're not overcome by the things of this world. We love not the world,
That's
neither
right.
the things that are in the world. But we love the Lord who laid his life down for us, who suffered and died, that we might be reconciled to the Father God, and that we might be before the creation of the world, we were born again in Christ. We were born again in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Before this world was created, the Lamb of God was slain, that we might have the full benefit of sonship before the world
mm-hmm.
was formed. He was slain for us. So how much more
yes,
must we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? But thank you again for this
That's
wonderful
right.
message. It was so empowering and so impacting. Praise God. God bless
Amen.
You. Keep and expand your ministry. Amen.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for the comments of Minister Hilton, and
yeah.
when he said that we need to be reminded of a lot that Minister Hilton said, and specifically anything born of God overcomes the world. That lines right up with what the Holy Spirit shared in this message, that no, we do not have to succumb to the temptations of this world. No,
yeah.
we don't. We are more than conquerors. We are already overcomers because of this Holy Spirit of God that lies within us. Praise God. Also, we're going to go ahead, Mother Pat, 0400. Go right ahead, please.
Hello, Mother Pat.
Amen. Yes, good afternoon. And I was glad to hear from my brother Brick back there, because I hadn't heard from him
Amen.
In a while. And that was a good
right
word,
now.
Brother.
Yeah.
That was a good word.
Yeah.
As
Amen.
I was listening, I was writing my little notes. And what I come up with, you know how I am about the blood of Jesus.
Oh,
and
yes.
as
Amen.
I was writing my notes, I say, we have been redeemed by the blood
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
And then we talk about restoration. Because we
mm-hmm.
were redeemed by the blood of Jesus, now God can restore us, okay?
Amen.
And then after he restore us, now if you restore something, you're going to restore it to newness. You're going to restore
right.
possibility better than it was in the very beginning. Because you have
yeah. all right
you
now.
To be building things and gotten old, and they want to restore it, and when they do restore it, it's better than what it was originally. So by saying this, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for the blood, because it's nothing but the blood
Praise
of Jesus
God.
Have redeemed
That's
us,
right.
restored us, and have made us
mm-hmm.
new. He has made us
Amen.
To be able to go out. And then I like what you said earlier, Pastor, about the temptation is going to come. But
mm-hmm.
he said, you're not, he had a song, you're not to temptation
mm-hmm.
because it's sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you give to it, that sin going to separate you from God. And anybody
right.
in their right mind, especially in these days and times, would
mm-hmm.
not want to be separated from God. Because Pastor Constant was saying, he can come in a moment. We have
oh, yes.
our eyes open and looking for the return of Jesus at a moment. You know? So I enjoy
mm-hmm.
that the blood, we are in you, we are restored, and we are made new. We better than what we was when we first came into, well, really, when we first came into the world. Because now we got
Amen.
A new nature. We got God. We got God in us now. And so anyway,
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Brother Brick. I'm glad to hear you. Thank you, Pastor Jasper. I enjoyed what you said. You know, Pastor Lisa, you brought it out. We are
Amen.
New. We're not the old.
Yes.
We're not like we was. No, we're not old
mm-hmm.
like we was when before we got saved. On this side of the cross,
right.
we've been redeemed, we've been restored, and we've been made new
to go out and witness.
All right, then I enjoyed that.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank you also,
yes.
too, Mother Pat, for your comments. Thank you, Minister Hilton, for your comments as well. Yes, we have been redeemed. We have been restored. We have been made new. See, we need to recognize, again, who we are because of whose we are. Yes, as Minister Hilton said, that anything that's been born of God overcomes the world. Yes, as Mother Pat says, recognizing that we have been redeemed, we've been restored, we have been made new creations in Christ. And because, hallelujah, we are, although we might be in this world, we are not of this world, praise God. And God has set us apart, oh yes, hallelujah, for a time such as this. And this word, this gospel must be preached. This word must go forth. And it is able to go forth as we stand on the word of God, knowing whose we are, recognizing whose we are in Jesus Christ, praise God. So we thank God again. We thank God for everyone, hallelujah, that tuned in tonight, praise God. And we will not end this program, hallelujah, with assuming that everybody on the line tonight is saved. We, Lord God, would like to extend, and we do, extend the opportunity for salvation, because nothing of which we are talking about applies if you are not saved, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, if you have not allowed for the redemption and the restoration and the newness to take place. So we would like to share Christ with you tonight. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we but believe in our heart and confess with our mouth upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. So it's as simple as asking the Lord Jesus, say, Lord, I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord, to come into my life. I believe that you came to this world, that you lived, that you died, that you were resurrected for my sins, that you now sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for me. And Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life, to take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, my brother, my sister, with all sincerity, your name tonight has been written into the Lamb's Book of Life. never to be erased again. And then you too can join those amongst the kingdom of God that have been redeemed, that have been renewed and restored and made new, knowing in the name of Jesus that you have been born again, and anything that has been born again already overcomes this world. We give God all the praise this evening. We thank him, and we give him all the glory. We pray that this word has been a blessing to you. We pray that you go forth this week and share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with someone that needs to know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and our God still and will always sit on the throne. Hallelujah. Go forth this week. Have an awesome night. And to God be all the glory. We love you. And good night. And God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
Some God he's made. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Turn it around.
specialize.
Oh, you look.